If you're a regular ACB radio listener, the chances are quite high that you use the internet on a regular basis. And I would say that there is a good chance that you're probably subscribed to at least one mailing list. And it's mailing lists that I'm here today to talk about. This isn't intended to be a lecture or an opportunity for me to get on my soapbox and pontificate on for about half an hour about the do's and don'ts of the internet. However, there are a couple of hints and tips that can make all our lives on lists just that little bit easier and pleasanter. This information will hopefully point you in the right direction for getting answers to those questions that you have. Also, you might be able to help one or two others along the way. Further, this information could save you both time and money, because many people around the world do still pay for their internet access by the megabyte or the minute, and it's important to bear this in mind. So what is a mailing list and how does it work? Essentially, a mailing list is a list of email addresses held by a central email group provider like Yahoo Groups or Topica or Telepath. And this allows a subscriber to send a message to a single email address, usually the list name, @theprovider.com, and that message will then be passed on to all other subscribers on the list. Quite often this is dozens, sometimes hundreds, and in some cases thousands of other readers. So to avoid making a nuisance of yourself, it is really important to remember why the hundreds or thousands of other subscribers on that list signed up in the first place. One of the most common questions that regularly gets posted to a list is, how do I get off this list? How do I unsubscribe? And that is relatively straightforward. If the list is hosted by Yahoo Groups or Topica, you can send a message to listname-unsubscribe@yahoogroups.com. So for example, to unsubscribe from the PC Audio list, you would send a message to pc-audio-unsubscribe@yahoogroups.com. So it's quite easy, really. If you want to join a list, you send a message to listname-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Or to unsubscribe, you send an email message to listname-unsubscribe@yahoogroups.com. If you want to post a message to the list, you simply send a message to listname@provider.com, where listname is obviously the name of the list and the provider is either Topica or Yahoo Groups. Now, in the case of Telepath, things work slightly differently. When managing your list subscription information with Telepath, you send your emails to majordomo, that's majordomo, @telepath.com. And then in the body of your message, you put subscribe space list name, or unsubscribe space list name. And once you are subscribed to a Telepath list, you can just use it in the normal way. Send a message to listname@provider.com. So in the case of ACB Radio Friends, you could send a message to acbradio-friends@telepath.com. It is important to appreciate that when corresponding with Majordomo or the subscribe-unsubscribe addresses at Yahoo or Topica, that you are actually dealing with email software, not a human being. So there's not a lot of point in sending a message to Majordomo, for example, and saying, "Hi, how's it going?" If you have a problem with a list that you're on, or you think that the list is drifting uncontrollably off topic, then the best thing to do is to contact a human being, and that would be the list owner. This is the person or organisation who established the list. And the list owner can be reached by sending a message to listname-owner@topica or yahoogroups.com, and in the case of Telepath, you can send a mail message to owner-listname@telepath.com. Quite often you find that bellyaching about a list problem on the list itself does generate a lot of bad feeling, and so it is often better to raise things with the list owner themselves. So you've got subscribed to that all-important list or lists, and you've got dozens of burning questions that you're dying to ask, and you really want to get started straight away and post. Well, before you do, just take a minute and give your question some thought. Is your question pertinent to the list that you're subscribed to? Do you think the question may have been asked previously? Do you think there are other ways in which you could perhaps get the solution to your particular problem? Have you read all the documentation? Have you done any experimenting? Have you visited the manufacturer's website and installed the latest drivers? Do you think that somebody somewhere may have written a frequently asked questions document addressing just your question? Quite often, it's a great idea just to stick around for a week or so before you do post. This will give you the opportunity to get a feel for a list and how focused it is. Some busier lists have to be more tightly focused, because otherwise chaos would reign. These aren't reasons not to post, they're just things that you should perhaps bear in mind before you do post. If you're on a lot of busy lists, it's often a good idea to employ some form of mail filtering and sorting, and I believe there has been a tutorial already recorded on this matter in a previous main menu, so you should certainly check out the on-demand section for that. If you would like me to produce a mini tutorial on filtering email, I'd certainly be only too glad to do that. It certainly makes email easier to handle when everything is sorted by topic and it's all filtered nicely into its own folders. It is often good practice when posting to a list to post in plain text. Some newer email clients by default, I think Outlook Express is one culprit, by default it posts in HTML. Now some screen readers and some email clients find HTML difficult to manage in emails, and so to save on bandwidth and having to repost the message in plain text again at a later date, you should check through your email settings in Outlook Express. I think you can do this by going to Tools and then Options. You should find a radio button for posting in plain text or HTML, and it is good practice to post in plain text. Most email lists prohibit the sending of attachments to the whole group. And while we're on the subject of attachments, a comment I made last week on main menu, if you are sending somebody an attachment, I always think it is a good idea that they know that attachment is coming, particularly if it's a very large attachment. And if a file is in excess of a megabyte or two, then really email is not the best way to transfer that file. You should perhaps explore other options like FTP, and perhaps even using an instant messaging program to transfer the file across. If you have a file and you want to share it with the whole group, why not post it on a website somewhere or upload it somewhere and post the URL to the group and say, you can download this file from here. If you haven't got access to web space or you're not sure about using FTP, then if you have something that you would like to share with people, ask people to email you off list. And this brings me to my next point. A lot of people confuse replying to the list with replying to the original sender. Bear in mind, when you hit that Control R key or the reply button in your mail client, most likely your reply will go back onto the list. So if you send "I agree," for example, then 200, 500, 1,000 people, they're all going to receive an email message from you which says, "I agree." So it's very important that when you are replying, that you are very clear in your own mind about where you want to send that reply to. Do you want to send the reply to the whole group, or do you want to just send your reply to the original sender? Quoting is an interesting topic, because I find that in the mainstream world and in the sort of blindness world, there are two opposite trends when it comes to quoting. Quoting has classically been above the new text. You would add your comments to the end of an existing mail message. Now, obviously, if that's a very long mail message, then you've got to go a long way down to get to those comments. And so that's why it's very important to only quote the significant sort of part of the message that you're replying to. And you'll find that most email programs will insert a greater than symbol, that's a capital full stop, at the beginning of each quoted line, so you can differentiate the quoted material with the new material. Now that seems to be the time-honored tradition in the mainstream world, although I found on many, many blindness lists, and I've taken to doing this as well now, because it seems to be easier for people using screen readers to put your reply at the top of the message. This means that for many screen reader users, as soon as they open the message, the text at the top will immediately be read to them. So the choice is yours.
Now, quite often, if you do have a problem and you bring it up on a list, there's no guarantee that anybody's going to have the solution. You quite often find that most people, in fact, have got the same problem as you, and they're doing just as much head-scratching trying to figure it out as you have. I think the important thing with any technical thread is that it's important that if you are going to add to a discussion, that you do actually add something rather than just going, yes, I have that problem, or no, I don't have that problem. That doesn't contribute anything to the discussion. It's always great when you have received some help on an email list that you do thank the person who provided that help, but it isn't necessary to do that on the list itself. If I've received some help on a mailing list and I reply saying thank you, and 500 or 1,000 people aren't necessarily going to be interested in my little couple of lines of gratitude. So I think it's more sincere if one directs that gratitude to the original poster. Well, that's it. That's all I've got time for. But if you'd like me to continue this little mini-series on netiquette and mailing lists and associated topics, then by all means, drop me a line. The email address you can write to me at is dave@acbradio.org. That's dave@acbradio.org. For main menu, this is Dave Williams.